Up some thrifty dinner of leftovers. And before saying grace, I said, it seems to me like I've blessed all this before. Okay, I'd say that because here's what I'm going to say. What we're getting ready to talk about, we've heard a lot about over the years. How many has heard a lot about sowing and reaping? How many of your parents have told you about sowing and reaping? My mom used to tell me every time I'd go out, she'd say, son, just remember, if you dance, you got to pay the fiddler, which meant was, son, you be careful when you go out tonight, because what you sow, you're going to reap. Y'all say it with me. What you sow, you're going to reap. And I got some seeds up here. And of course, I hope you took some seeds home with you last week. There's more seeds. I got enough. Hopefully it'll last for the next couple of weeks. If it don't, I'll get some more seeds. Amen. But just remember, your life is a storehouse, a warehouse of seeds. This is something you say, well, I don't have the same talent that guy's got. I don't have the same ability that person has. I can't talk like that person. I can't do artwork like that other person. But you know what? God didn't call you to be careful how you do your talent. He said, I want you to be careful how you plant your seed. Because every time you speak to somebody, husbands, every time you speak to your wives, you're planting seeds. Wives, every time you speak to your husband, you're planting seeds. Every time you speak to your kids, you're planting seeds. When you speak to your boss man, you're planting seeds. When you are at a grocery store and somebody jumps in front of you, or you let them go ahead of you, either way, you're planting seeds on how you respond. So we're talking about seeds are so important. All this week, I've been thinking very hard about seeds. Reach my hand in my pocket and go, wait a minute, I got to be careful how I respond to this, because I'm sowing a seed and I got to be real careful. Amen. So all of you, remember, every last one of us, we are a storehouse of seeds. Okay, so let's go ahead and I'm going to do a little bit of where we were. Let's see, where'd you put that clicker at? Which speaker? What? Okay. And I'm blind as a bat. Okay, I'm looking at, there it is. Black on black, sometimes hard to find. Ready? Thank you. All right. So, we're going to talk about the harvest. And the harvest is so much in there that I honestly, last week my whole plan was to go through all of this at one time. And as I began to study it and began to prepare, I realized that that was not a good plan, that you may get oversaturated and lose out on what was said. And I hope everybody knows that none of this is to hurt anybody or to jump on anybody. This is for your own self-checkup. When you hear these, anytime you hear a message, remember this. If you feel condemned comes from the devil. But if you feel convicted, that comes from the Holy Spirit. And so my prayer is during all of this that you get convicted and make you do a self-examination. And if you're being beat up, it's not me up here beating you up, because I promise you, I was never intended. I've been beat up before. And I don't like it. I've been sitting on the front pew and been beat up and did everything but call my name and on multiple occasions. And I just couldn't stand it. So there's nothing here to beat up anybody. So remember, I hope that you feel convicted, which is from the Holy Spirit. And that is to rise up to do a better job of what you're doing. And everybody in here can do a better job. Amen. I can't think of anybody that can't do better. Just this week, I went to pay for a pizza, And it was at Little Caesar's Pizza. Pizza for $5 now costs $5.97. And so I'm paying for my $5 pizza, $5.97. And so I gave her a 10. And so I just went ahead and gave her 2 pennies. So I wouldn't have to get 3 pennies back. I would just get a nickel back. And when I gave her the 2 pennies, she said, "What's this for?" And I said, "Well, this is so that I won't get back pennies." She said, I said, "Just put it in the register, $10.10. She said, "But I've already put $10 in the register. Sorry, now what do I do?" And so I just, and the lady behind me, she's chuckling. And I just looked at her and said, "It's okay." I said, "God must know I need a pennies anyway. Just give it to me." Because I thought about it. Am I sowing? What kind of seed am I going to sow right now? Am I going to sow a smart aleck seed? Am I going to snap at her? You know, am I going to try to entertain the lady behind me who's already laughing? But instead, I just said, "The Lord must know I need pennies. Give it here." So again, when you think about planting seeds, it really does change the way that you see things. And so here we are, just a few slides from last week, just a few, just to keep us going. And then we're going to go into the new ones. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Genesis 8:22. Okay? 2020 and 2021 left a lot of people feeling hopeless and helpless. I mean, I've met a lot of people that, man, oh, man, oh, man, they have just given up. And now instead of, a dead fish can go with the stream. Only a live fish can go against the stream. And so I've seen a lot of people that have acted like the dead fish, and they're just going with the stream because they said, "Look, why fight it? I'm not even going to try to fight it anymore." And of course, when that happens that way, things change every day. You never know where you're going. There's so much junk going on around us right now, and so many things change on a daily basis. But if you're a child of God, you're never hopeless and you're never helpless. So we're going to talk about this principle. And in this principle is not only a principle, it's also a promise, but it also shows that we've got some provision, okay? So here it is. Y'all stand with me and let's read this together, okay? Y'all stand with me. All right? Say it with me. Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap." Let's do that again. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So now with that, all right, let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you are alive and well and you're on the throne, God. I thank you, God, in the middle of all this junk, Lord, that something good is going to happen for your church. And no matter how things are going around us, we know, God, that number one, we're on the launching pad. We're getting ready to leave this place. But until we do, you're not coming back for a weak, mamby-pamby church. But you're coming back for a very powerful church. And I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated on the way down and tell somebody the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. So again, this is just a little bit from last week to keep some continuity. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. That word whatsoever, literally now, this is some powerful stuff, because that word whatsoever literally is talking about your words, your deeds, your action, and your inaction. Don't just think about it. Look, there's a sin of commission, which is action. There's a sin of omission, which is inaction. Okay, so either about it. Sometimes by saying something or doing something, you every time you're doing something, you are sowing a seed. Positive or negative depends on how you do it. Also, every time you withhold, you are sowing a seed, positive or negative. When I could have got on the girl and got on all this stuff that they were doing, you know, don't teach y'all how to count change back, blah 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 blah, you know, and blah. But instead, I said, well, you know, God knew I must need some pennies anyway. So here it is. My inaction and that said behind it was positive. So, and there were soweth. There's two ways. Soweth means to scatter. You know, like these guys that were scattering the stuff for the ice on the roads, the DOT and the drugstore in Washington. There was a guy out, and he was just scattering it everywhere. But it also means to invest, which in investing is now you got roads. You've taken the roads, and you're taking your time. You're doing it right. Shall means it's going to happen, not what if. It's going to happen. And reap means harvest or reap the same. So I hope that you can remember this, that the next time you feel like no matter what you do, you keep getting certain things and you want things to change, then I'm going to tell you why. I hear people say, well, I'm just going to let them see what it feels like. I'm going to give it back to them to see what it feels like. Well, they are reaping what they sowed. The problem is now you're sowing back to them what they're sowing to you. And so now nothing changes. Everybody's just in a big old turn, 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 turn. The Bible says don't return evil for good. I mean, evil for evil, but good for evil. Then you're heaping fires of coal on their head. I mean, now you burn their conscience. Okay? So now, here it is. We can only reap what has been sown. I promise you that you step in the harvest every day of somebody. So there's reaping for what we sow. There's reaping for what others sow. Sowing always involves seeds. Seeds itself equals potential. Seeds always produce a harvest. And the harvest actually is results. Okay? So again, some are positive and some are negative. We have no choice. Y'all say no choice. We have no choice but to sow seed every day. No choice. Remember I told you, every word, every deed, every action, every inaction that you do is a seed. You have no other choice. Even if you just stayed in bed and covered your head all day long and said, I'm not getting out, you're sowing a seed. So remember, no matter what you do, seeds always are coming from you. But the choice is how you sow it and where you sow it and what you sow. Okay? So with all that in mind, watch this now. We also reap the same in kind as we sow. Here it goes again. Whatsoever. Now here's where we are. Here's our new stuff. Whatsoever. And y'all watch this. Listen carefully. Whatsoever. The seed always. Y'all say always. Your seed always surrenders to the law of reproduction. Always. Remember, every action, every inaction, every word, every deed. Your action, inaction, word, or deed is a seed. And it, whatever you do is going to surrender to the law of reproduction. Now, not just your natural seeds, of course, but I'm talking about seeds of your attitudes, seeds of your actions, and this actually, watch this now, this involves your spiritual self, your mental self, and your emotional self, and the seeds that you sow. The next time you're tempted to jump back at somebody, think about this. What kind of seed? I'm not liking the seed I'm getting from them. Am I going to give them back their harvest? Or am I going to change the harvest? If I'm going to give them back what they gave me, you know what I'm doing? I'm actually just giving them what they gave me, which is nothing more than the law of reproduction in action. They were mean to me, so I'm mean to them. But when somebody's being mean to you, if you can be good back, eventually, the coals will start burning on their conscience and they will see this and you will see a change in that relationship. So again, what we reap what we sow, every choice we make is a seed. Y'all say every choice. Every choice. Say it again. Every choice that we make is a seed. So now watch this. Let's just read this. Job 4 and 8, the Amplified Version. As I myself have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble and mischief reap the same. Go to Pitt Detention Center and start talking about sowing and reaping. And ask these guys, have they ever had any of this happen to them? And they'll go, really? And it's kind of like when everybody's saying a thing like that, and Benny will say, you mean today? Those guys will say, today? And if some of those guys that are in the B5 unit, they're in a special unit, but there may be some fussing going on, but if they respond to the way somebody Acts to them, they both can be kicked out of that program and put back in general population. Because again, if you just give back what somebody's given you, then all it does is it gets worse and worse and worse until really, really, really gets bad. Okay? So now, here with Job. I sow trouble and mischief, I'm going to reap it. Proverbs 11:28, New American Standard says, the wicked earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness gets a true reward. Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you. Here it is. Whatever you would that men would do to you, you do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In other words, it's not, like the Three Stooges. When they're the Three Stooges, you ever see the Three Stooges doing the Three Musketeers? The Three Musketeers do this. It's all for one and one for all. The Three Stooges say it's one for all and every man for himself. You ever heard that? And then, boop, 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 boop. Well, you know what? If that's the kind of attitude you got, I'm telling you, I really try my best to give out what I'd like to receive. I don't always get it. Some people don't realize it yet. They have not grown to that point yet. But you give out what you're wanting, even as with your wife, with your children, with your co-workers, with your brothers, with your sisters, with your family. You give to them what you're wanting from them. You give it out, and eventually it will come back to you. So now, watch this. I want you to see this. Again, let's get these seeds here. We're talking about these seeds. I love this. I've talked about this one time before, but like I said, it's okay. We need to hear this every year. This is just a different version because I've grown since then. We've had COVID since then. So watch this. But we all talk about this as a scripture we talk about all the time. We reap what we sow. We reap the same kind of what we sow. And now we reap more than we sow. Did you know that? Whatever you sow, you will get back more of what you sow. If you sow bitterness everywhere you go, then you're going to reap bitterness and you're going to reap more bitterness. If you sow anger and hatred, then that's what you're going to get back. But if you sow kindness and mercy and love, it will come back and you'll get back more than you planted. Now this isn't corn, this is a bean. So I didn't even research the bean. I should have researched the bean, but let's just talk about corn. Okay? Now, the power of reproduction. We talked about the law of reproduction. Let's talk about the power of reproduction. One kernel of corn will produce one corn stalk. All right? Now, on the average, each corn stalk will produce 3 ears. All right? With me so far? The average ear of corn has 250 kernels. Wow. So that one single kernel of corn will have a 750% increase. Wow. One kernel of corn will produce, look at this, an average year 250. So what is that? That's 850 corn in its place. So remember, whatever it is you sow, you're going to get back more of it. Just remember that when you decide to blow somebody off, blow them out, kick them in the teeth. Remember this, that's going to come back to you and then some. But that's just the way I am. Well, have you noticed if that's just the way you are that you're always getting back what you sow? Amen? Everybody around me has a bad attitude. Really? If everybody around you has a bad attitude, I can promise you with pretty much accuracy that you need to look in the mirror. Amen? If everybody has it, there's one thing, if you know one or two people that's got it, but if everybody's got it, then you need to look at yourself. If everything you eat tastes bad, I can promise you it's not the food. It's you. Okay? So watch this. What do you need in your life? What are you looking for? What do you need God to bring to you? What do you need God to do for you? And I'm getting ready to close. I'm not going to keep it long today. I told you I wouldn't because we may get snowed in before the service is out. I do remember one time as we were talking, I looked out and said, it's snowing. And then before we got through the services, wasn't very long, it had started sticking. Y'all remember that Sunday when we got the snow? Amen. So watch this. Ready? What do you need in your life? Do you need some kindness? Do you need some understanding? Do you need some mercy? Watch this. Everything you need. Oh, here we go. Someone could think I'm meddling right now. Everything you need is in the seed you sow. Wow. Everything you need is in the seed you sow. Well, I do better if they do better. Okay, y'all just sit there and keep doing that. Okay, keep it up. Nobody's going to change. Nothing gets better. You both keep sowing it, and you're both going to keep reaping it. Well, if my wife will do better, if my husband will do better, if my kids, if my boss man, and until they do, I'm going to keep doing this. Guess what you're going to keep getting back? Everything you need is in the seed that you sow. To get here, look. Just a few things. If you want to reap a better marriage, sow into your marriage. You want your spouse to tighten up? Guess what? You need to tighten up first. You want your work relationship to be better? Then you need to start it. Amen? I remember one time a guy came to church. I was working at Fountain. And I didn't even know this guy was watching me. I just know that I worked with him a lot because of his department, and he was working in electrical, and so I'd go to him, and we would talk about the boats, and we'd get going. I was in there when we got chewed out from time to time. I was in there with him, and some time when things went good, and sometimes when things went bad. And one Sunday, he came to church. Now, I was preaching. And when I got through, he said, I want you to know. And he had to drive like 20 miles to get there, maybe 30. And I said, glad to have you this morning. He said, glad to be here. He said, you know why I'm here, don't you? I'm talking about what, did somebody put a hit on me? What is it? He said, I've watched over the last few months as we've worked together. So I didn't say anything. He said, but watching you made me hungry for what you had. And I realized that what you had didn't come from within. It came from above. And he said, and it's played out from within. He said, I want some of that. Not only did the guy get saved, years later, he wound up picking up a guitar and wound up playing the guitar. And even years after that, because we were separated because he moved away. But I found out that not only did he learn to play the guitar, he started playing on the church praise team. And I saw him about a month ago. And he looked at me and said, thank you for that example. And I said, sure. I said, praise God. Thank you that I could, you know, I'm thank God that I could be an example. He said, this Sunday I'm being installed as a deacon in my church. And I said, well, praise God. You see, and I didn't even know that he was watching me all those months. Okay? So work relationships. You want better personal relationships? Be the friend you want to have. Kind of simple, isn't it? Be the friend. I'm going to tell you what. Listen to me carefully. You don't attract who you want. You attract who you are. Listen again. You don't attract who you want, you attract who you are. So if you walk around with a bad attitude and you walk around in misery, you're going to attract misery because that old saying, misery loves company. Okay. But if you got a good attitude, I can promise you, if you keep a good attitude, you're going to attract people with good attitudes. You're going to notice that things get better. If you notice when some people walk in a room, everything lightens up. Some other people can walk in a room and it gets dark again. You know, I like to say this. Everybody in here, everybody I know of has a chance to brighten the room. Some brighten it by entering it, some brighten it by leaving it. Amen. Personal relationships, better spiritual life. Well, I'm just not getting fed. Well, try chewing what you got and swallowing it so you can open your mouth again and get some new stuff. Did I say that? Well, I just ain't getting my prayers answered. Well, are you praying? Or are you just going, now lay me down to sleep? I pray the Lord's soul will keep. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I really would love to get into it, but, you know, I don't want to get into it. Well, then guess what? God's not going to hold you down and put your nose in it. If you want to be stronger in the Lord, He says you draw close to Him and He'll draw close to you. You're going to reap what you sow. So now watch this. Watch this. If you have a need, sow a seed. This is a principle I follow all the time. Now, ready? Get ready. What do you need? Get ready. I'm going to put a list up here. Do you need love? You need to start showing love. Do you need joy? Then be joyful. Do you need peace? Then sow some peace. Do you need help? Help some other people. Whatever you need, try this week. If you haven't tried, remember, if you're feeling condemned right now, I'm not throwing anything at you. Condemning is coming from the devil, and that's not what this is about, and you need to shake that off. But if you feel any conviction or something that tells you to rise up to another level, that's the Holy Spirit. And the whole time I've been working this, the Holy Spirit keeps getting me to rise up to another level, to rise up to another level, to rise up to another level. So it's not just y'all. I'm feeling it too. So you need love? Then show love. You need understanding? Then try to understand some other people. You need peace? Then sow some peace. You need joy? Sow some joy. You need help? So, some help. Now, watch this. Do all this, and it's not just a spiritual thing. It's physically, mentally, financially, spiritually. Get ready. This is going to hurt. Ready? Grab the hold of the altar. Go ahead and grab the altar. Not the altar, but the pew in front of you. Go ahead and grab it. Ready? Somebody read that out loud for me. Wow, who said that? Say it again. I didn't have to even say it. Y'all did it for me. Say it again. Quit placing blame and start planting seed. Well, if they did better, I'd do better. Well, nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll eat some worms for breakfast. The whole world has fallen in on me. Nothing changes. Well, let me tell you something. Try planting some seeds. You're going to see something happen in your life. And look, some seeds come up immediately. Some seeds, it takes a little while. But I promise you, they will come up. Now get ready. Watch this. Y'all remember Johnny Appleseed? Johnny planted all those apples all over the Midwest, and most of the apples he never got a chance to taste. But he did plant the seeds, and so John Chapman, they called him Johnny Appleseed. He planted all these seeds because he wanted the settlers to be able to have a refreshment and be able to have something to eat as they're traveling through. And so he planted all these orchards, and he never got a chance to eat many of this. Okay, watch this. He said, you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed. Let me just do that a little different. You can't count the number of seeds in an apple, or you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you cannot count the number of apples in a seed. Ready? Only God can. But I promise you, you're going to reap more than you sow. Now again, last week we were heavy in the scripture. This week we had scripture. We're going to get heavier in scripture next week, and next week should end it. But here it goes. Watch this. Ready? Here's what we've learned already. Harvest is a consequence. You will always reap what you sow. Always. 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 Y'all say always. Always. Think about it. You will always reap what you sow. Think about it when you're talking to the little person behind the counter and they're fumbling. You know what I mean? Remember I told you years ago when Walmart used to have a layaway. This was like, man, these and Daniel little boys. And I had, the last time I used the layaway, I quit using it after that because I stood in line for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, waiting for my layaway. And as I finally get up, there's two ladies. And by the looks of them, the ladies look, you know, well-to-do. They're in front of me. And they're up next. And there's a little teenager working behind the counter. And I'm behind those ladies. The little girl started having a problem. And the women said, "What's your problem?" And I saw the tape. You know, if you know anything about cash registers, especially back then, once a white tape starts having blue down the side of it, what does that mean? You're running out. Well, I already seen it turning blue, and I knew we were already having a problem. And then she goes, "I'm sorry, ladies, we have to wait a minute." And they said, "What is it now? We've been waiting for an hour and a half." And I said to myself, "God, help them ladies be quiet." And that little girl said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'ams, but the cash register ran out of tape." And so then she had to go find some tape. They're just a fussing. She comes back with her tape. And when she comes back with her tape, she tries to put it in. And they're arguing. And now they're cussing her. They are cussing this young lady. So now these well-to-do ladies are cussing this young girl that's behind the counter. And her hands are like this. And she can't even get the roll in. She finally gets the roll in the cash register. And she gets it running. And they're still cussing her. And, you know, I don't normally like to get into anything. But I said, "God, please give me some wisdom so I can put an end to this." And it hit me. So here's these ladies, and I'm right behind them in the center. And so I just put my head forward, and I said, "Take your time, dear. There won't be one perfect," and they crucified him. And those two ladies who were cussing and fussing at her and cussing her, they looked at each other and said, "Yeah, yeah." And they looked at the girl and said, "Take your time, honey, take your time. There won't be one perfect that crucified him. Go ahead, take your time." You see, you're going to get what you sow. Amen. Number two, harvest is a process. It might not happen overnight. You can plan all you want to and expect it to come up. I did see yesterday there was some kind of bamboo tree. I can't remember the name of the tree was, but it grew like an inch an hour once it started growing. And it showed it growing. It was amazing. Okay, but you know what? I can take this bean right here, and I can take it and plant it in the ground, and I can go every day and pull the dirt back and see if it's growing. Eventually, I'm going to destroy the seed. You got to trust it. Once you plant it, you got to trust it. It is going to do what it's programmed to do. It takes time, and it takes steps. Amen? So now, and then networks, this is for next week. And Brandon, you come on up and get ready to play something. It's off it, bro. Harvest is a season. There is an appropriate time or due season. You may not see it right now. You may be feeding a relationship and you don't see any change. Just keep feeding. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing. For you shall reap if you faint not. We'll talk about that next week. But there is a season. Amen. This week, here's my challenge to you. Whatever you need to see a change in, whether it's a relationship, whether it is job relationship, personal relationship, whether there's other things in your life you need to see change. Instead of complaining about it, or instead of giving back what somebody gave you, which is they're reaping what they sowed, but now you're sowing it, so you're going to reap it back, try something different. And that is, sow what you need. Sow what you need. Amen. Everybody stand. It is so important that we understand this. There's some people in your life right now that could really extend some mercy and some understanding. There's some people in here right now that could stand some mercy and understanding. There's some people out there that you've been hard on that could actually instead stand to see what grace is all about. With all this COVID and all this stuff going on and not even enough teachers to even have a full week of school. The DOT last night said that because of COVID, they don't even have the necessary people because their guys have COVID. Instead of getting angry at them and letting them have a piece of your mind, try sowing some understanding. Try sowing some grace. And I promise you, when you need it, it will come back. Over the years, there's been times I sowed it, and I didn't see it come right back. Matter of fact, there was years before I saw it come back. And I won't get into all the situations, but I will say this. After sowing and sowing and sowing, and I weren't sowing to receive seed, I was sowing because I wanted to be more like my Savior. But when the seed came up, and I can think of numerous times when the seed came up, it came back to me. But when it came back to me, it came back to me because Bethany needed it, or DC needed it, or Daniel needed it. And so that seed came back. I reaped what I sowed, but I reaped it when my kids were smaller and they were just getting started. I do my best right now with my family, especially with my wife. I try my best to sow what I'd like to reap. With y'all, I sow what I'd like to reap. It's important. Man, is it important. God's watching. He set up a principle. And His principles do not fail. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you need a closer relationship with God, you're going to reap what you sow. He said, you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. In other words, if you want more of him, you got to show him. You got to get closer to him. And then you will reap what you sow, because he will get closer back. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you need a closer walk with God, just raise that hand. Just put it out. I need it. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Maybe you're here today and you need a closer walk with your people. You need some understanding. You need some love. You need some attention. You need some help. Sow it, and it will come back. Maybe not immediately, but it will come back. If you're here right now and you're saying, God, I need some help. Show me where to sow, how to sow, and what to sow. And then help me, God, to trust you to do the work. Would you put that hand up? Help me, God, to know where to sow, how to sow, what to sow. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me. Let's all pray together. Father, I love you. I praise your name. I thank you, God, that you give us your word. Your word is full of promise. It's full of power. It's full of provision. And I thank you right now, God, that you gave us the promise that we would reap what we sowed. Help us to sow good seed in good soil and trust you with the rest. In the name of Jesus. Help us, God, also to draw close, close, close to you. And we thank you for it all right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Brother Doug, will you dismiss us in prayer? Yes, sir. We also, on Tuesday,